This is Coxie FM 97.0.
Can radio survive? And if so, how long can it survive? Can radio survive independently, or should it merge and, you know, import some of the avenues that are found in technology, some of the inventions, so that it stays relevant? But if it chooses to stay relevant, what is the best way to do so? We joined, as I said, Lebogang Madolong, former programming manager, CUTFM, Dax FM. We also have an independent podcaster, Lebu Kotsi, who's also a content producer at OFM, also former presenter here at Kofsi FM. And I think when we begin this discussion, we'll start on my right. Right, the one who's seated on the right-hand side of the presenter, Lebogang Madolong. And I want you to help us, as someone that has been with campus and community radio, and with your knowledge, how do we differentiate between a campus radio station and a community radio station? Because there seems to be a confusion when it comes to the target audience.
Thank you for this opportunity. I think this conversation is long overdue. The difference is just simple. The listener. For a campus radio station, the listener is the student, the immediate student. Mm-hmm. From there on, like, the people that are outside of the campus or that are being reached outside the borders of the campus, mm-hmm, are just, you know, surplus to that. And for community media, you've got different types. You know, you've got your geographically based community radio station, which just basically concentrates on a geography, you know, like their immediate geography, mm-hmm, like Bomafu, Ra, you know, or let's just say, for example, your Motheo district, mm-hmm, you know, that is your geographical type of a community radio station. Then you've got a community radio with an interest. It could be an interest in the youth, or it could be an interest in religion, or it could be interest in something else. That is just basically the difference. Mm-hmm. But they both talk to the same people, because students, as they are community. And your broader community is a community as well.
Now, here in the Free State, we have a lot of community radio stations. Mm. And there seems to be this common fate of a lot of community stations when it comes to infighting, when it comes to mismanagement, both of talent and resources. Mm. In your view, what makes a successful radio station, just broadly?
Sustainability.
How do you sustain yourself?
Firstly, we need to look into the how part. You firstly need to sustain yourself socially, which you need to have a connection with your community, you know, have community participations within the radio station. The second one will have to be financially. You can't just run a radio station without being, you know, financially viable, you get. And the third one, I believe, is training and development. That's how you sustain a radio station. Mm-hmm. You can't just have anyone come through. I almost said that word. You can't just have anyone just come through and say, so give me an opportunity to be on air. And overnight, into the breakfast show. Mm-hmm. No pun intended to anyone. Mm-hmm. You need to develop that person. You said something very, very important when you mentioned Dabaya military. When people were given an opportunity to, you know, to transmit message or broadcast messages to other, you know, like other towns, or maybe like other militants around them, they were trained. You get, they were trained that is that code, well, Bravo,
yes,
Alpha, and all of that.
Yes.
You can't just go on air and start saying things without being trained. That radio station is not going to be sustainable.
And you said something also when you're talking about, you know, revenue as one of the ways of sustenance for different radio stations. And I think an integral part of generating revenue is content.
True. Yes.
And we have Lebogang Kotsi here, as we welcome him to Coffee FM, who is a content producer. And I want you to take us through the very process of deciding how you're going to structure your content, mm-hmm, on the shows that you produce, and the factors that you consider for a particular show. Do you look at age? Do you look at class? What happens in that content production process?
No, thank you very much for the opportunity, Ace. I think the very first thing is like Lebogang said, you have your target audience as a station. It can be your immediate community. It can be your student who is part of your audience. But now you have to identify. For example, you say, okay, let's take Kofsi FM as an example. So Kofsi FM, the main target is a student. It's someone who lives in the CBD, going to university, or maybe is still in school. So now the very first thing is, what are the characteristics of this particular person? So on a particular Friday night, what does this person do? Do they sit at home? Do they pray? Or do they sleep? Or do they go to a party? You understand? And then on a given day, weekday, what do they do? You understand?
True.
So once you have all of those characteristics, so you actually define. So for example, I remember back in the days I can't clearly remember the name, but we had a particular name for our listener here at Kofsi FM. So every content that you come across, it has to fit this person. For example, if you say your target audience is a student, ne? Most probably, this student can't afford a Mercedes-Benz. You understand? Because they are still what? A student. They can afford maybe a lower, you know, class of car. So when you create content, you create according to them. So especially also coming to the adverts, you wouldn't necessarily advertise, you know, a high-end car to a student because they can't afford it. Maybe their parents will afford it. So when you create content, you put them first in mind and say, okay, what are their characteristics, for example?
Sure.
Moving along, let's say, for example, your target audience is a 35-year-old mom who on weekends loves to cook, watches rugby, takes the kids for a walk or go to the mall. And over December, they go to the beach. So that's your target audience. So, you know, on a given day at 12 o'clock, she's at work. You understand? So the content that you create at 12 o'clock is for someone who is at work. The content that you create at 4 o'clock, between 4 and 5, it's for someone who's leaving work, maybe going to pick up the kids, doing some groceries, and then heading home.
Driving back home.
So that's how you go about creating content.
I want to come in at the point where you said that you have to look at the affordability of the product that you might be advertising or selling.
Yes.
Because I've had this conversation before, I think, with Ngox, who does breakfast at the Last Bones. And I was saying that my view when it comes to content, but even engagement, is to raise or uplift a person at my level and not speak to their level.
Okay.
Because sometimes it can be stagnant.
And
I'm not sure who's going to take me on that. But I would say advertise the Mercedes because this person is still going to graduate.
Yes.
And then you create an aspiration and then they become potential or prospective buyers. Any of you wants to take me on that?
Ace, look, what you've just said is the ultimate truth. You know, but I will say to you, you need to also define who is this aspirant listener that you're talking to. Because at times, we think that we want to talk to this high-end person or we want to advertise a Mercedes because we think that this person is aspirational. You know, they aspire to become something. Are you sure? Have you done your research before you say that? Because remember that everything that goes on air needs to be researched first. Like when you design your composite listener, you need to design a composite listener saying, this is a person that I am, you know, grooming for another level of life. Or this is a person that I want them to stay here forever with me. That's where you create stagnancy. You know, like you just want these people to be just hovering all over Kofsi. Kofsi FM, Basebale Buma, 40, 50 years old. And they always talk about the good old times of Kofsi FM. That is not the person that you want. So if you are going to design a person that is aspirational, it should be a, you know, a blanket approach to everyone within the station. It should never ever be a one show in the station. Kekopahela, just to mention this, I've listened to, you know, a couple of community radio stations and campus radio stations, and I can tell you this, they don't understand how much power is there in content. Because at times, people think that whatever that you okopanan leo nemo Soweti, like you were talking about Soweti, everybody reads Soweti. Is that true? How much are those people that you're talking to earning?
Exactly.
You get? How much, what kind of a household are they in? Is it a mom, dad, and children, or is it a single mother and kids, or is it a single father and kids? You need to understand those dynamics. And if it's only a student, you need to also understand what type of a student are you talking to here? Because not all the students are going to graduate. Not all students are going to work. Mm-hmm. Not all students are going to ask to become entrepreneurs and all of that. Mm-hmm. So your content, when you drive it out, you need to make sure that you're talking to the right person.
It is 16 minutes heading to 8 o'clock on Kofsi FM 97.0. If you've just joined us, we're joined by Lebogang Matolong as well as Lebogang Kotsi. And we're talking all things radio. But for now, let's take a quick ad break. And then when we come back, we'll be transitioning to other intricacies of the radio industry. Dumela Mangau.
Citybug shuttle service is the perfect option for hassle-free travel. Register online with your valid student information and get a guaranteed 100 rand off every time you book our friendly and reliable shuttle service. Yes, that's right, a full 100 rand off your shuttle fee, no matter when or where. You travel with a safe, reliable, on-time shuttle service. Limited to students aged 18 to 25, T's and C's apply. Students must register on citybug.co.za.
The interview on Kofsi FM with Ace Moloi.
Listen, we don't want to waste any time. The conversation is so heated that even the ad breaks themselves, they're breaking us apart. So back to it, because I want to pick something that Lebogang was saying, Lebogang Matolo, about, you know, knowing who you're talking to and asking yourself questions. Do you really want this person to be at the same place at all times? And I think this is the question I'm throwing, you know, on the table. And I'm saying, therefore, is it wrong for radio stations to fear losing listenership? Because a lot of the times we'd find radio stations think they must keep us, whereas we are meant to transition unhute radio keloko CFM, and perhaps I will then transition and find different content that talks to me at a different stage in life. Yes.
I don't think they should fear, because as people we evolve. Mm. And as a station, you should also be evolving. Because it's like, it's not a thing whereby you always have to have these listeners. You understand? These listeners, for example, we're talking about students who are the listeners for a particular radio station.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, they're going to feel, you know what, now I'm working, my schedule is different. So I can't be listening to when they talk about politics in a commune.
Mm.
I don't fit anymore. You understand? So that person is going to switch off and go to another radio station. So as a radio station, you don't have to fear losing people. But again, like Lebogang Matolong was saying, there's different types of students, if that's what your target audience are.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find the students who love rock. You understand? The students who have cars. The students who live in communes. You understand? And then there's students who travel with buses to Tavanch. Those are different, you understand? So as a station or as a show per se, you have to actually go deeper and define who are you talking to. And as a station, you need not to fear to stick to what your research shows you, because research is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So if your research shows you this is the type of students we are going after, then go after them. Use everything you can to go after them. The others, if they don't tune in, it's fine. Use what you have.
Can I just jump in quickly onto this, Ace? People may be asking themselves, how much is this research? Research is expensive. I'm sure Lebogang Kotsi wa itse. It costs a lot of money. That is why when you get into commercial space, you don't go playlist, sticky playlist. Because the listener is chosen exactly for that type of a playlist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you get companies like your Broadcasting Research Council. They release stats every quarter, right?
Yeah.
So before they release your stats and tell you how much you have fallen or how much you have gained, they always give you a breakdown of what has been transpiring within that quarter. What was coming up? They've got this whole thing here, like the pop-up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, what are people engaging on? What are the heated topics that people are actually engaging on? If, like, for example, at this moment, the heated conversation is Eskom. People are talking about Eskom.
Mm-hmm.
How do you drive that message across to a student who does not even maybe care about Eskom?
Now, having identified the listener,
mm-hmm.
and the kind of content you think or you've discovered they like,
true.
How do you go back and gauge the impact that they love the content and they react to the content?
It goes back to what I just said, is you go back to the research.
Mm-hmm.
Don't only go to the numbers of how much you have gained or how much you have lost. Go back and check what were they, you know, the main points mm-hmm. that these students that you're talking to when were engaging on. Broadcasting Research Council, it's one of the most easily approachable companies that I have seen. Unlike SARF back then, like you would... They will move you from pillar to post.
Mm-hmm.
Even with your own show, at this moment, is you need to ask them, can you please send me the numbers of listenership that I have? Mm-hmm. But if you were to do it independently, that thing, or you were to ask, like, you know, with data on it, it's going to cost you.
Look, one of the other ways that a lot of radio practitioners use to gauge the impact and the traction their shows are getting is social media.
Yes.
Some shows are trending, others are not.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in the times where you have the so-called purists.
Mm.
People that would say, I just want to do radio. I don't care about social media. I just want to broadcast to whoever the composite listener of the station is.
Yeah.
But of course, we're moving away from that.
Yeah.
The narratives of, you know, legends like Bo Chomani Chomani, Luki Mukabo, Justice, who are not really present on social media, are not going to take us anywhere.
Mm.
So how do we empower up-and-coming talent as to how can you use social media, how can you leverage it for both your brand, but also even generating listenership?
Before I can answer your question, let me just also answer the question you asked before.
Mm-hmm.
Another way to gauge if your content is working or not, for example, is also with social media. Because the thing is, you have to evoke emotion. It's either you make your listeners happy or angry.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
If you do those two, then you are working. You understand? Mm. And some another way is also on the ground, you know, depending if you've got resources. But if you're on the ground, face-to-face interaction, they can actually tell you if you're doing the right thing or doing the wrong thing.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. I want to come in quickly because we have you as a content producer and I'm loving it. The debate between which one comes first, between the influence from social media and the influence from radio. Who should be driving the narrative? Do we pick what people are saying or do we tell people what to say?
It's like, for me, it's like chicken and egg.
Exactly. I was about to say the same thing.
It's a bit complicated.
No, no. But it's not that complicated, actually. Mm-hmm. We should always go back to the basics.
Mm-hmm.
Radio was the first social media.
Yes.
Go back to the basics. Find out what makes people tick. One day, one person asked me a question, and he does not get the calls like other people during the day. And I said to that person, open up your mic, swear at us, and close your mic.
Otabon.
That's how maybe you could actually gauge. I'm not saying that people should go and swear on air.
I get you.
Get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Go on air. Deliver.
Yes. Because we had this in one of our station meetings when we were talking to the new presenters.
Mm.
And I remember we were saying that at no point should we ever assume no one is listening to
exactly.
you. Because every radio station, every presenter, every show
true.
Has someone that's listening. And you must always do your shows with that perspective. Kapahe, wakan, and then you will see. But okay, you want to say something?
Yeah. Also on the, like Lebogang was saying, radio is the first social media.
Mm-hmm.
There's a particular talk radio station in Joburg whereby the
Power FM 702?
It's Power FM.
Mm-hmm.
He usually, Gavin Mukari usually has these talks with powerful entrepreneurs.
Yeah, those people.
Those people. it's very powerful. If you can look at it, it's actually driving, coming up with content and driving it to social media, even to other media houses. That's how powerful radio is.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So what you can do, yes, you can pick up what's happening on social media, but you should also come up with something that will feed into social media.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want us to move to this other sphere, which is podcasting. And you're very present,
yes.
you know, in that regard. And I want to understand something first. As a content producer that works for a huge commercial radio station in Central South Africa, What made you to say, I want to have an independent podcast? Was it a vote of no confidence on the radio medium? Because, I mean, you could easily get those kinds of conversations that you're having on the podcast.
Mm.
No one is stopping you from having them on the radio.
Mm.
So what made you go the other route?
Here's the thing. We are always evolving.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, personally, it was a new opportunity. For example, here's the thing. Sometimes you want to get into radio and you are waiting for a programs manager to give you a slot.
Mm.
But how about taking an initiative and doing something that in the future maybe can put you in radio or maybe even feature you in other radio station. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So personally for me, it was a matter of seeing an opportunity and saying, okay, for example, I like entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is what I live. It's what I do. And on the other side, I like radio, which translates into podcasting. You understand? So that's why I say, you know what? Let me do this because it's an opportunity. And here's the thing with podcasting. It lives forever on the internet.
Mm. And how's the reaction in Bloemfontein? Are we consuming the content online, whatever?
Unfortunately not.
What's missing?
I think, especially where we are based, it is still a new media to people. Most people know podcasting from a radio station whereby we are doing a show now and then you're going to capture this audio and put it on the website.
Yes.
But as an independent podcaster, most people are not really aware of that that sphere.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment, it's very slow, especially around Bloemfontein, around Free State. But here's the thing with the internet. You find out you post an episode there and then five people from Canada are listening. You understand?
Mm.
So you are not competing in Bloemfontein or South Africa. You are global.
And I see Lebogang Matolong wants to come in. But before he comes in, I want to create a context for him to come in.
But now, I wanted to chip in into this.
Yes, you're going to get into that.
Yes.
And I want you to get into that and then move on with something else. When we're looking at some of the major shows in South Africa, mm-hmm. you find that they make use of podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people that feel like, if you're we're going to have this conversation and it's very interesting, but it's a podcast.
Mm.
I'm driving away listenership because anyway, it's a catch-up, it's a toll. Whatever you're going to respond to, Yalebu, how do you also respond to those, you know, reservations that other people have when it comes to the use of podcasting?
Can I quickly say this? Independent podcasters, ne? I've got a serious gripe with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the way in which they put out their material. Sometimes it's not easily consumable or easily accessible. I say, can I use this guy, for example?
Yeah.
You know DJ's Boo or Fimasika
in.
His brand is so in our face that even Hakiri DJ's Boo, you're always thinking that brand, everybody.
Betting.
So independent podcasters need to make sure that their content, we can access it. Got WhatsApp. How about creating the group whereby they send us their podcast? Has Kaba fella like something serimotatamo and yako citing yak, but wana babuzwa. Understand that part. But I'm not saying that Lebu, how you do a good job, my brother, and I've been listening to your podcast. But I believe that there's so much that you guys can do to push it up, this content towards these people.
But also, now, and in adding to what you say, I'm sure there has to be some observance of basic radio rules when you do podcasting.
Mm.
It's not like Utofikafela Ubuwe, like an untrained radio person, because maybe some of the things that are leading people away from podcasting would be, hore, I'm expecting to listen to a conversation that follows the basic routine of radio interviews or radio presenting, and then it comes across that maybe the podcaster is not really a broadcaster, and the way they bring and deliver their content doesn't really attract me, but it pushes me away.
A podcaster is a broadcaster because he uses a certain way to broadcast the material.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say, Mona, a podcaster is not a true broadcaster just because I'm FME.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me that Tibo Tashi, just because Alimo, his radio station, he's not a broadcaster. He's a broadcaster. What drives people away from, you know, your stream or maybe your radio station? This whole thing, the podcasting. My personal observation has always been content. Has always been content. I once said this thing is, I think about like 5 years ago, and I said, 2019, the future of radio will be in the hands of content producers, like your producer that is sitting there. The future of radio lies totally in her hands, because kama tsatsi a mang ho tlo fihla nako ya hore di radio stations di sa tlhotse di batla go nna le di presenters tse di gata-gata, like on air. They will look for people that will put together content, get somebody to voice it. Not even talent, your show, your station. Mm-hmm. Somebody from outside voice that content and put it on air. That's it. I think 947 has actually put that whole thing into being.
And you know, just to add on that, and that's how some of the people are becoming presenters from podcasting. You understand? Mm-hmm. And you find they are doing so much content to the point whereby, you know, they just throw it in there and then they can be broadcasters.
Mm-hmm. But there's also this beef, talking about the leveraging on things like podcasting, but also even YouTube, where you find radio stations now hiring, but why don't we trend a YouTube boom, but we breakfast hosts and all those things. But what I'm asking is, how do we transition to the world of technology and many other opportunities that come with it, without necessarily losing the basic fundamentals of what is good radio or what is radio? But anyone can get to radio these days.
Yeah.
Okay, it's something, it makes me trend, and then I get followers, and then say get a breakfast show.
You speak like a purist. Like a purist, you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
You speak like somebody that who has fear. You're this medium, it loses its own originality. As I'm saying, this is a purist, you're ready, you know? We need to evolve with the times.
Evolve with the times, but still sticking to the basic fundamentals.
Still sticking to the basic fundamentals.
Because before you get to what differentiates you, you must look at the point of parity first.
Exactly.
What makes radio? And then, how can we make what makes radio better?
Exactly. And Ace, just to add, whatever one thing that I feel the purist, radio purist, they fear, is sometimes going out of their own zone and failing. Go.
Mm-hmm.
And at times, that's where they actually thrive, because you've already built a queue. You move with these people towards a new like evolution, mm-hmm. which is the fourth industrial. It's here. It's not going anywhere. Tusom Tawing is trending on all these social medias with videos and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
He saw a gap in the market, or whoever is producing those things saw a gap in the market that this person needs to move with the times.
Yeah.
As a purist, their radio, he still broadcasts on radio, but will tell you where to follow that person. Wana lenta tomun so oxkita ngi vigi bisa ki radio station FM. Wana sa itili email address ya ha. Anari ifu batwa mo contact. Oye through the station's website.
Ota chola email address.
For like about 5 years, I'm telling you. Your ultimate
campus radio.
I listen all the time.
This is Kofsi FM.